Beth. Are you positive this is where your mother lives?
Well, it must be, Jean. This is where I always sent my letters.
But, Beth, it's so depressing. I really can't imagine people living in this part of town. How very plebeian.
All right, Jim, let's go. Now, who can that be? I'll bet it's Mrs. Rosenberg coming to borrow my coffee grinder again. Please, open the door for her, will you? Betty!
Mother!
Betty, darling! Betty, darling!
Mother!
Oh, Mother, please, you're crushing me!
Oh, Betty, dear, you don't know how happy I am to see you. We were just going down to meet you.
Oh, the boat docked an hour early. Mother, I want you to meet my school friend, Miss Gilmore.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you, dear.
How do you do?
Betty, dear, I want you to meet my very best friend, Jim Blake. And I know he will be your best friend, too.
I feel as though I've known you always. Your mother has talked of nothing else but you for years.
Really? How nice. I suppose all mothers talk about their daughters.
Yes, dear. When they're like you, my dear, they do.
Miss Gilmore, Mr. Blank.
How do you do, Miss Gilmore?
He bows like a head waiter.
Oh, you mustn't mind Jean. She's so humorous, Mr. Blank.
Blake is the name.
There's nothing blank about Jim.
But, Mother, this isn't where you live all the time, is it?
Why, yes, dear. Isn't it nice and cozy? How do you like the decorations I fixed for your homecoming? And wait till you see the dinner I've prepared. I cooked it myself, just for you.
And what a dinner.
And I'm going to make some of the pancakes with honey, like I used to make. And I'm going to make enough to supply a child for a month. Come, girls, take off your things. I'm sure you both are as hungry as bears.
Oh, I'm not a bit hungry.
Come, dear. We'll go into the dining room, and we'll eat. We'll make whoopee and everything.
I'm dreadfully sorry, Mother, but Jean's brother, whom I met abroad, well, he's arranged a welcome home dinner tonight in my honor.
But, Betty, dear, you don't mean... Why, you've just come home. The first time I've seen you in years. And I've cooked such a wonderful dinner for you.
Your mother has looked forward so to being with you tonight, and so have I. Wouldn't you? Couldn't you?
Why, no, Mother. You see, he cabled me on board. He's made a lot of preparations, invited all my friends. I don't see how I could disappoint him.
Oh, my dear, you couldn't do that. Of
course not. I understand. And I won't be selfish and take you away from your friends. And I am glad they're giving you such a grand party.
Come along, Beth. We're late now.
You mustn't be late, dear.
Oh, I'll be back right after dinner. Then we can have a really nice long talk. Would you unpack my bags, dear?
Of course I will. I'll have everything ready for you.
Yes, and I'll help you, Sophie.
Run along, darling. Have a good time. And come home early. Goodbye, Miss Gilmore. I hope we will see you here often.
Bye, Mother. Good evening, Mr. Blake.